Father, in Jesus' name we come and we thank you so richly this morning. Thank you, Lord, how you do wait for us, and in that grace that you give, how we wait for you. Lord, thank you again as we come boldly to this throne of grace to obtain mercy this morning. We come in expectation of you, Lord, knowing that you freely give us all things. And Lord, whatever need is out here today, whatever need and request has been given, Lord Jesus, we know thou art the healer. We know that, praise God, by your stripes we are healed. Lord, you are the deliverer that delivers us out of all our troubles, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, God, for your amazing grace that, Lord, continues to pour forth, Lord, and help us to not make it vain. Lord, help us to embrace it and just to come to this knowledge of the love wherewith we are loved. Thank you for the opportunity and the privilege, Lord God, to come to hear your word. And Lord, help us to believe your word. Help us to go and to search these things out. Lord, we're in a time, God, that you're about to call those that are awake and alive, listening and looking and loving your appearing, Lord Jesus. And God, help us to be in that company. Lord, we need you always. I need your strength. I need your love. I need your joy. Lord, thank you for this precious time that we have, God. You've called us. You've gathered us. Thank you, Lord, that we do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. But the much the more, till we see your blessed face, we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles today, we're going to Daniel chapter 3. And what a precious encouragement we have in Daniel chapter 3. We have these three little Hebrew children. They're called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I'll tell you, they loved the Lord. They didn't care what came upon them. They didn't care what kind of tyranny and requirement that was going forth in that world that they lived in at that day. And brothers and sisters, I hope that we take great strength from this. I believe we're entering into that same time. It's a subtle thing, but it's here. It's not coming, it's here. And it's not to be alarmed, it's not to be fearful, it's just to be looking up and to be prayerful. And we thank God for this opportunity that we have. But reading from the 10th verse of this third chapter, there's a decree that comes out from the king. He is tricked and duped because of his ego. It's amazing how we can be tripped and duped because of our ego. And so these ones came and told him how wonderful he was. And all it was the work of the enemy using pride to get at things to destroy the testimony of the Lord. But see, what happens with that is there's a but God. There's always a but God. And I thank the Lord I'm with a lot of lives here that live the but God. And so we know if he be for us, who could be against us? I don't care what they're devising. I don't care where they're devising it. I do not care how far along they think that they have got it down. I know that the devil is the head of all that stupidity. And it's coming forth because God has ordered that stupidity. Because he's going to put it down. And as they sang, and we wait. Amen? We wait. Reading from the 10th verse. They said to him, thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falls not down and worships that, he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God? He's about ready to find out who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands. Oh, how glorious it's going to be. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of the hand, thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Now this king, if you know this story, he got so angry that his image even changed. He got so mad he did exactly what God told him to do. You heat up that furnace 7 times. I've got perfection I'm bringing forth in this deliverance. But I love how these three brethren answered. They answered, if it be so. I love how God has encouraged us in that. It's called God willing. God willing. Amen. Is that how we approach everything in our life? Is it God willing? Amen. God will. God will. See, it didn't matter to them about the income. It didn't matter about the outcome. What mattered to them was by grace, faith is always the victory. See, they weren't afraid to go in. They weren't concerned what was going to happen. It wasn't about that outcome. It was because faith is always the victory. And it's faith that God will always do. That is what that is right. Do you believe that? Do you believe he'll always do that which is right? I mean that. I hope we do, brothers and sisters. Do we always believe that? And even when my prayers and my expectations do not line up with the results that I see, do I still believe he did that which was right? Because, see, that's what faith is. It really is. It's trusting God, brothers and sisters, when things don't line up with the petitions of your heart. I believe that, as I was encouraged this morning, in my distresses, he has enlarged me. I thank him for those times. I thank him for those times, brothers and sisters, when we trust God and yet we're still living a disappointment. I thank the Lord, brothers and sisters, when we trust God and we're still sick. Do we thank the Lord in all things? Do we thank the Lord when we trust God and yet things are still against you? Things are still hurting you? Those things that you've sought the Lord 3 times about. He says, I'll tell you what, if I remove that, you would be exalted and not me. Do we trust God? And do we trust God when he makes you wait in these things? Well, praise be to God. That's faith. Faith ain't walking into everything and it seems like it's just a rose-colored conclusion that everything you ever prayed for, it was like a genie in the bottle. And I know right there, each and every one of us know, it doesn't work that way. Is God in everything in your life? I'm going to ask you again. Is God in everything in your life? He sure is, isn't he? He cares about you. I stood on that beach not too long ago. Down there in southern west Florida. Never seen sand like that in my life. Word of God, as we've rejoiced many times in here, said, My thoughts toward you are more than the sands of the sea. I've been on many a beaches many times, been encouraged of the Lord, and seen how he thinks of me. Rejoicing, oh, what a wretch that I am, but God loves me. But I got out there on that beach, and that sand was just crystal, almost transparent, so beautiful. And I started to walk on it, and I'm telling you the truth. I thought I was walking on flour. It was so fine, and it was so sweet. Polly reached down and picked it up with her hand. She said, you can't even see these grains. They're so fine. And then she said, you can't even pull them apart. It's like they're all just one. Oh, man, I about lost it right there. All them thoughts. I mean, I could have got a big shovel and had billions of sand particles in one. And that was a huge beach. It was very wide and very long. You couldn't count that high. But God does. And it's beyond that. Now, brothers and sisters, see, I want to lock into the Word of God like that. Just really just lock in. And say, Lord, you do always that which is good for me. Yes, he does. The Word of God says, I withhold nothing good from your life. Now you look back on your life, what's brought you here today. Let me ask you. You said, oh my, God withheld some good things. No, he didn't. Not if you're looking into the Word of God in your life. Not if you're seeing how he orchestrated every bit, every single moment of your life to bring you to this place. I think, oh Lord, how many times you and your great love give me opportunity to respond and I didn't. Lord, you and your great love and mercy, where I was in places and doing things I shouldn't. But how, God, you've taken all that. And you saw it before you ever set a star in heaven. You said, oh, honey, I've got a perfect plan. I'm in love with you. I cannot deny myself of you. And this is the only way I'm going to have you. It's the only way you're ever going to yield to me and not yield to you. And not yield to your dirty self-righteousness. But finally come to the place, Lord, only to be found having your righteousness. Which is all of the Son of God who loved me. Now, I thank God. I know he's working all things together for my good. I know, praise the Lord, he's promised that he will perfect everything in my life. And every result of my life, no matter what it is, he is performing the good work which he has begun in every single one of those things. Praise the Lord. Now, brothers and sisters, do we really realize that faith always wins? Faith always wins. Faith cannot lose. Faith is eternal. Faith is the only thing that will ever be. Because faith, praise God, is the Word of God. It truly is. It's in that precious encouragement that it's not about results. It's not about the outcome of events in my life that I see. Believing God is what always wins. The Word of God tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the evidence of things that are not seen. And I love that word substance. It means the substructure. Faith is the substructure of everything. See, when we do not have faith in something, let me tell you something, it's going to collapse. It's going to crumble. I don't care how we've set out to make something happen in our life, what we think we are believing. Remember this, there is but one faith, and that faith, praise God, is in the Word of God. It's impossible to please God without faith. It's impossible to please God in anything in our lives without believing the Word of God. See, it's not my actions that please God. It's faith that pleases God. I think about how duped Christianity is, continuing to go out, trying to manifest something out of their works and their actions, and somehow in something that you can find and formulate in your goodness. You don't have any. My faith is in but one thing, and that's in the faithfulness of my God. My faith is in that he will never, ever separate me from his love. My faith, praise God, is that I am highly favored. My faith is, praise God, that he has told me I am now his son. I am part of the elect of God, and it doth not appear what we shall be, but we know when he shall appear. When we see him, we shall be like him. That is the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, I thank God that that's exactly where he has us. That's the substance of everything. That's the substructure of everything in our life. And with faith, brothers and sisters, we have everything. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We're here in this building today, and it's got a substructure. And right now, not a one of us can see it. But I thank the Lord it's there. It's holding everything up. And that's the truth. And that's our walk. And that's what God is doing. And that's what holds you, is his very hand. And that's the substructure of everything. Once again, is the grace and mercy of the Lord. And I thank God for that. Now, let's go on with this. One of the greatest examples of the full overcomer for us bridal saints is found in the 11th chapter of Hebrews here. Turn on over there. Now, we go into this chapter often. You might not know much about it, but I'll give you a little brief overview. The 11th chapter of Hebrews lists out the glorious full overcomers that lived in the Old Testament time. You'll notice there was one thing they all had in common for that glorious listing in that precious chapter. Faith. Faith. That was it. If you know about each and every one of those lives that are listed there, they were but men and but women. They failed. They were afraid at times. They didn't trust God at times. But the one thing that they did, they believed God in all those times. They believed God when things were set against them. They believed God when things did not appear what God had told them would be. Oh, it might have been uncomfortable. They might have had even ones, spouses and different ones that were close to them that said, oh my, how can we believe this now? Look at all the time that's gone by. But there was something about the grace and mercy of God in his foreknowledge, in his wonderful predestination. He gives us the grace to have the faith to believe him. But God. But God said it, and it's so. But we look at this glorious, wonderful chapter, and it begins listing about all these amazing instances of the worthies of faith. And as you go into this 11th chapter, the very first ones that are listed, I mean, we're talking about stories like Noah, and we're talking about stories like Abraham and Joseph. And we remember those things, don't we? We glory, praise God, in the things that God had done. It's a rejoicing and a comfort to our heart, the things that were written in great detail, that we see the mighty hand of God so evident bringing forth such miraculous deliverance, such miraculous healings, such miraculous reignings, all of these different things. But if you read on in this chapter, I want you to understand something. There were some of the same rewarded full overcomers, and you find them, but they're not mentioned by name. They're not. But they won, brothers and sisters. They won, praise God, because they believed God. Let's go ahead and read from this 35th verse of Hebrews chapter 11, and we'll pick it up there. These are the ones I'm speaking of here. And in Hebrews 11, verse 35, it says, and we'll pick it up, others. Isn't that something? They didn't get a list in there. They're just called others. These are the others that by faith receive the same reward. So remember this, brothers and sisters. your name doesn't have to be mentioned. You don't have to necessarily receive a title entry. I think that we can just be satisfied. Lord, put me in the others. What do you think? Amen? Hallelujah. Oh, I believe his precious grace is here today. You know that all them also. You like to be all them also? Huh? Or do you need a title? Do you need somebody listening to you? Do you need some kind of a moniker? I'll just take all them also. How about you? Well, let's read about these others and let's hear what happened to them. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. My goodness, that's what we're gathered in here for, aren't we? Did you know that? Did you know that even in the Old Testament times, can you imagine this? They had ranks as well. Just know the word of God, because yes, there are. There's always been ranks. Why do you think it was Enoch who kind of started it off for all of us? He said he walked with God and was not. He didn't even see death. He was translated. You mean somebody could actually be translated before they would die because they walked with God? I believe that's a message that we love and care for, don't we? It's called the Philadelphia Church. Come along, hear these things. You'll understand the Word of God and not just walk around being duped by Christianity. I hate to say that. You need to know your Bibles to know the hope of His calling that's upon us right now. But see, brothers and sisters, this is what is so beautiful. They endured these things for a better resurrection. Oh, yes. See, in Matthew, it speaks of that many of the graves were open that day. Not all of the graves of the believers were open that day. When Jesus ascended out, many of them were. And they did receive glorified bodies at that time. They were seen of ones. And then the Lord led them up. Praise be to God. That's the cloud of witness that we have, that the Word of God always speaks of. That's the cloud in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 that says that Jesus praised God in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. There's going to be the voice of the archangel, the trump of God. And we which are alive and remain, praise God, will meet him in the air with the cloud in the air. So here we got the others. Praise God. I love that. So it says, others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Just think of that. That's what they were there for. It wasn't just to be faithful. It wasn't just to show that we're not going to bend a knee. There was a goal. There was a mark for a prize that they were given. They knew that there was a higher calling even for them. And so they said that I may obtain a better resurrection. And what happened to the others? And here's some more others. Others had trial of cruel mockings, of scourgings. Yes, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sown asunder. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in the dens and caves of the earth. Now these ones, brothers and sisters, they didn't have the report that they were lifted out by a flood. They did not have the report that they were kept from the harm of lions. They did not have the report that they were delivered out of Egypt and walked across on dry ground and saw Pharaoh's army be swallowed up in the flood. No. They died. Their end was they were burned alive. Their end was they were stretched. Their bodies were torn right in front of their family. Their end was that their brethren saw them tortured. But they won. Yeah.
but they won. And what they won was the same crowning, because they, praise God, won the better resurrection to be of those that represent the 24 elders seated round about the throne. Crowns on their head. The outcome sure did not look good. I was thinking how my sweet mom, there was her dad, Brother Hill, suffering so in those last months from cancer, ravaging his body. We saw him, many of us, as he laid on that couch in there and said so long to a few, came out here that morning of the last sermon he spoke. I was surprised. He said, Jess, would you come up here and just read the scriptures for me? He couldn't get up off of that bench right there. I remember it grieved my mother. She said, oh, Lord, there have been such glorious homegoings. You know, one's hearing that precious music, and then they just pass gently. And just asleep in the night, and there they go. See, our lives aren't about that. My life isn't about some outward victory that you all can parade about. Let me tell you something. If our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came and is born in a lowly manger, do you think he's about pomp and circumstance? Do you think he's about believing the word of God and knowing the ways of God and moving on beyond the acts of God? I know what our God can do. I've seen him do things. I was expressing to a precious brother, I remember praying for my son. His finger was going the other way. And I remember my wife and I putting our hands on that finger. And that when we took them hands away, his finger was straight. I prayed for my aunt as she showed up in the bottom of this basement. Absolute diagnosis, cancer of the blood, gonna die, all of these things. A good Catholic. And the only thing good about her Catholicism is she was saved. And she came in and she said to me, she said, honey, will you pray? Never seen her in the church before, never seen her since. But she came in to be prayed for. And I knew the Lord touched my heart. And I said, Aunt Minnie, he's given you the faith. He's given you that faith. Let's believe. You could see a joy and a peace, a countenance come upon her. Later that week, she called me. They went back for the tests. Not a bit of cancer. Lived on probably 10, 11, 12 years. I don't know how many. I've seen God do things. I know God does things. I know God's doing things. I know he's able to do anything. But if my faith is predicated on the outcome, I have no faith. My faith, brothers and sisters, is predicated on how I feel or how you react. God help me. I better wake up every morning and believe in God. And I'll tell you something, as we abide, she was talking about a twisting as we wait. Let me tell you something, there is a twisting. It's tightly fit and compacted. It's a pressing. He's about ready to call forth ones that love him, that love his appearing, that love his appearing in one another. Your love of the working in the saints. There's something about coming in here and the awe that we have. That God has gathered the likes of us to hear the depth of his truth. In this day and age of such debauchery and evil, such confusion, tyranny breaking forth. Yes, it is. But yet we come in here with hope like we've never had. With abounding joy, praise God, that's going to be made full when I see him face to face. And here by his grace, he's gathered us
He's given us a little clutch, a little fold, as Elijah said, oh, there's none.
Oh, I've gathered some, son. Don't think too highly of yourself.
You may be my prophet, but I've got them waiting to encourage you. And I can't tell you how you encourage my heart. You make me want to run. You make me want to run. I don't want to quit. Paul was spared for their sake. You're spared for my sake. I'll take that every time. Lord, keep us for one another. So, brothers and sisters, we can say this. Faith always wins, doesn't it? Faith always is in victory. We're not limited to man's interpretation. I've heard of people so sadly, I'm talking about God's people. Oh, well, you didn't have faith enough to believe. Shame on you. Shame on you. That guy that didn't have faith enough to believe was walking on water. And I'm walking on water. Because I understand where my faith is. It's in Jesus Christ. That life that lives in me. But I'll tell you what, I'm not that stupid. I'm not that ignorant to know that the interpretation of success somehow is going to be in my deliverance or my healing or whatever it may be. Oh, no. We live by faith in the glory realm. The glory realm. The glory realm that faith isn't sight. The glory realm, praise God, that when I go to Him and He graces my heart to know that, son, by my stripes ye are healed. That's done. Now wait a second. My sister there is still sick. Matter of fact, she's even had a few more things thrown in on her. By His stripes are you healed, honey? You never look better. Healthy? Whoo! He calls you a 10 of 10s. But you think, Brother Dean, never been more healthy in Jesus. Let me tell you something. You get completed, ready to be delivered, praise the Lord, as the wife for His son. Clothed with the righteousness of saints. Standing before all, knowing, made known that He has loved thee. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We live in that realm of by His stripes we are healed. It's done. We live in that realm of He always delivers out of all my troubles. Amen. That means you've got them, you're going to have them, and He's delivered you out of all of them. He's also told you, count it all joy in manifold temptation. Brothers and sisters, have we gotten there yet? Or are you just living a life of denial, saying, well, I don't have any temptations? Well, I don't know how in the world you're here today, because you would be dead. So instead of worrying about them, how about beginning to count it all joy? Done. I live in the realm, praise God, that He said, I will perfect that which concerns you. That's done. I'm not perfecting. He says, I will perfect. That's a done. He said, all things work together. All things work together for good to them that love God. That's done. I thank the Lord. I just thank Him for what He's already told me is going on and is completed in my life. So, brothers and sisters, our life praise God, is one big TLEO. TLEO. Right there on the cross. One big TLEO. It is finished. And I'll tell you what. I believe he strengthened me a little bit more today. I'm walking in it. I'm standing in it. Because by the grace of God, by the grace of God, it's alive in me because I believe. Amen? Let's believe. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. And we come in such gladness, Lord. And again, the awe of your love to us. Lord, thank you for gaining our attention and opening our hearts today. I know you've made moves upon us. You've made moves on me. I thank the Lord that that's what we want. And Lord, you're going to weaken us in the way. And Lord, you're going to bring things called fiery trials. But Lord, as we see the word of God, we do not think those things strange. Lord, you've told us as we follow Paul, as he followed Christ, he said, in like manner, we will suffer. And Lord, thank you for the privilege to suffer together with you. It's a glory, it's a joy. Thank you, Lord, that you've made us weak. Thank you, God, for my infirmities. Thank you, Lord, for those infirmities that cause me joyfully, willingly, Lord God, to come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. And Lord, I'm finding with my brethren that it's all that mercy, praise God, that you freely give. That's the power of Christ. It's the power, Lord God, to walk in and stand in the promises of God, which are yea and amen. As you said, all have grace upon whom all have grace. And Lord, here we are. We're just these new lumps covered in grace. Lord, help us to come boldly to it today. And just thank you, Lord. Just open our hearts in thanksgiving. Lord, that's all you want. You just want us to yield in thanksgiving and praise to you. Not a life of what we're going to do and how we're going to set out to please you. But Lord, just a willingness to show up. Just a willingness to say, Lord, open my ear to hear. Give me a desire to open the word daily, Lord God, to read your promises and your love to me. Help me to have that desire, Lord God, and need that you bring. Bring me more needs if that's what it takes to get me on my knees. Lord, help me to break. Help me to break up the fallow ground. Help me to... with this stiff neck, Lord God. Only you, Jesus, can bring that kind of love. And Lord, we're here today. And you've caused us to ask you freely. Lord, come in. Come in for my need that you've given. We praise you for every life here. We thank you, Lord, for your life that you gave individually for every life here. We appreciate you so. And Lord, by your grace, may we turn to you like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.